This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. For stargazers and dreamers, few things are better than a clear night sky with no light pollution. Now Old Snowmass, Colorado is officially certified as an International Dark Sky Community. CPR's Haley May reports.
This rural mountain enclave south of Glenwood Springs was once a Jurassic-era dinosaur habitat. Today it serves as a sanctuary for diverse wildlife like mountain lions, black bears, and a newly introduced wolf population. Vast herds of elk and mule deer also migrate through the Roaring Fork Valley on a regular basis. It's a unique place, but the region's recent growth had brought a threat of light pollution. To combat this, the Snowmass Capitol Creek Caucus, in partnership with Wild Sky Old Snowmass, spearheaded the initiative to safeguard the darkness and won. Haley May, CPR News.
Colorado State University is launching a first-of-its-kind joint degree to tackle the state's nursing shortage. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Starting this fall, the Fort Collins and Pueblo campuses will partner on an accelerated five-year master's program. Students will be based in Fort Collins but earn a master's degree through CSU Pueblo's accredited nursing school. The goal is to train providers and professors at the same time. After 2 years of clinical work, graduates will be qualified to teach. Meantime, the Colorado School of Public Health announced $250,000 in new scholarships so students can access graduate public education. This comes after the Trump administration has proposed cutting in half how much nurses can take out in federal loans. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And some folks in the Denver metro area might see a huge plume of smoke north of the city. Don't worry, the Aurora Fire Department says the smoke is from a prescribed burn in the Rocky Mountain Arsenal National Wildlife Refuge. This is CPR News in KRCC.